interesting. Question for you. If you might even know somebody that has had this happen. What if there's an accusation of sexual misconduct in the workplace lodged against you, and it's absolutely false? It's just not true. You didn't do this thing that the person's accusing you of doing. What are your avenues? What are your options? Joining us right now to talk about Dr. Arlen Diamond. She's been on the program before, and Dr. Diamond, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
What can a person do? And I guess my first question is, does this happen to both genders where they're just falsely accused of sexual misconduct?
There are a bunch of newspaper articles about it happening to one of the women that was a strong advocate in the Me Too movement, and she's strongly denying that she had done anything wrong. Yeah, it happens to women too, but obviously it's going to happen to men far more often, and because that's just the way it goes. My advice is really remember that you do have the right to due process. And that's something that has been lost in the workplace. What's happened a lot of the times is that the person doing the investigation or the person that's heard the complaint, in trying to protect the accuser, doesn't give the accused enough information to defend himself. He doesn't say, you know, they don't say who, they just say, you've been accused of. And if you don't have enough facts, you basically can't defend yourself. So number one is you do have the right to due process, and you can demand it. And if you don't get it from the person with whom you're speaking, then you should go up the chain of command to somebody at high enough up that they'll recognize the importance of that. So that's piece number one. Piece number two is, in the same thinking, is you want the evaluation, the investigation, to be as neutral and transparent as possible. Because if you're innocent, just crying innocent isn't going to get you anywhere, because guilty people always say they're innocent.
Well, sure they do, and that's part of the due process argument. The question I have, Dr. Diamond, is in our current situation, in the sociology of the moment, and we don't know how long it's going to last, the mere accusation is, we are told, always believe the accusers, always treat the victims as if they are telling the God's honest truth. And probably most of them are most of the time, but how can anyone actually defend themselves if they know they didn't harass somebody once the accusation is out there?
It's exceedingly difficult in today's climate because there's that witch hunt element of it, that people right now are looking under every rock to find harassment. And so the slightest untoward behavior, you know, you accidentally cussed, or you looked at somebody the wrong way, or you touched somebody on the arm that didn't want to be touched at all of those are being lumped into the same category as serious sexual abuse. And people are being accused of harassment, something that they did 20, 30, 40 years ago, where they probably don't even remember, that now is being marked as bad behavior.
These kinds of incidents are quite often he said, she said. In other words, there's no other witnesses. There's no neutral parties that can corroborate.
Right.
Is there a gender bias at play when the stories come out of, I'm going to believe the woman but not believe the man?
I think there is at this point. The seesaw flipped. If you go back in time and you listen to the things that these women are saying legitimately, not only were they not believed, but they were laughed at. They were told that they were hypersensitive. They had all kinds of problems that were accruing to them just because they did complain. If you look at the story of those gymnasts, they went to their coaches to talk about that doctor.
Mm-hmm. And they were poo-pooed, most of them.
They were poo-pooed and they were shut down. So, you know, the pendulum has swung, the seesaw has swung, and we tend to do that. We tend to go from one extreme to another. It just seems to be our style. And then at some point we balance out. When we talked last time, I mentioned the whole child abuse witch hunt of the 80s. You know, all you had to do was want to get your husband off during a divorce, and you'd accuse him of having abused the child.
Mm-hmm.
And I was involved in a lot of those cases back then, and some of them were just bizarre stories that therapists talked children into.
We have some more questions for Dr. Diamond in just a moment. She is a internationally recognized leadership management professional development consultant. And Dr. Diamond, if you don't mind, we've got to take care of a little bit of business and traffic, and we'll be back with you next on Talk 107.3. This is the sort of thing we're talking with Dr. Arlen Diamond. She's a leadership management professional development consultant. We're talking about the workplace, accusations of sexual misconduct. What do you do if you're accused of something you didn't do? Dr. Diamond, thanks for staying with us.
You're welcome. I'm getting a laugh at the two of you.
Well,
I think you need a kiss and make up.
Us? We're bestest buddies.
Last time he did...
You know, when they teamed us up, they thought we'd be at each other's throats, and it just didn't work out that way.
Last time he did that, I was story number three. So, no. Dr. Diamond, serious question.
Okay.
Is it best if you're the male and you're accused and you know that you have done nothing wrong, is it best to be aggressive? Show up with your lawyer. Say, give me the proof. I demand it. I want to see it right now, or go away and stop bothering me. Or is it better in the current climate not to be quite so vigorous in your own defense?
I think it depends on the accusation. If you're accused of something minor, you know, the silly stuff that now is getting lumped, you know, he made a stupid remark, you looked at her
He looked
funny.
At me wrong. He touched me on the shoulder.
Yeah, those kinds of, if you're accused of those kind of things, I think I wouldn't, you know, get my lawyer quite so quickly. But I would demand due process. But, you know, if you're accused of something serious, of sexual abuse, then get thee to a lawyer quickly, because those are criminal offenses. And certainly you want the best protection under those circumstances. But you know, we want to balance the fact that, you know, we're talking about workplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep your job.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful that you're not in attack mode unnecessarily.
But if you tuck tail, that's as good as saying I'm guilty, and you could lose your job too.
Absolutely. I wouldn't tuck tail. No, I
would make it easy for them to get rid of you so the problem goes away.
Which is part of what's happening. I mean, we're seeing that certainly in terms of public figures. You know, people that are in the entertainment field and people like, you know, yourself in the media. Just at the slightest hint of trouble, they're being fired, which is, in my estimation, totally unfair. I really, really want people to remember innocent until proven guilty. And I say that with a certain amount of hesitation. Excuse me, I just lost my voice.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead.
Because I want women to be believed. I want, you know, I don't want it to be made light of when an accusation does come forward. And I would say most, maybe 80-something percent of the time, those accusations are legitimate. But we also have to protect to make sure we're not harming somebody that really is innocent.
Well, you know, it is a sticky situation. And I think that employers want to err on the side of caution.
Exactly.
And I do think we are in a climate for a while where once you get thrown in the box, there's no getting out of it.
Well, I think that we saw that at the Academy Awards with Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
And James Franco.
Yeah.
Seacrest probably had his worst red carpet ever. Nobody wanted to talk to him.
I didn't see it, unfortunately, but that's what I heard on the news. Yeah, and I understand that he has been found innocent.
Well, but that doesn't matter because you never hear that over as many mainstream news outlets as you do of the accusation.
Right. I think once accused in this climate, you're wearing the scarlet letter.
So, bottom line, as we wrap up, we've got about 30 seconds. Do you lawyer up? Do you demand proof? What do you do?
Depending on the severity of the accusation. If it's severe, you lawyer up. If it's mild enough, you demand due process. You ask for a neutral evaluation. You go wherever you have to go within your organization to get support for a neutral, transparent evaluation.
Dr. Diamond, we appreciate your insights. Thanks very much for being our guest this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Dr. Arlen Diamond, PhD, diamondassociates.net, if you'd like to find out more about her and her work.
it's a sticky situation. No doubt
and
about it.
Once this was ever proof that you needed, don't mess around with anybody at work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know where it's going to lead. Here's your news on Talk 107.3 FM.
CBS News up.